Demands are increasing for the immediate dispatch of a UN peacekeeping force in eastern Congo. Thousands of people have died in violent clashes between rival tribes, and hundreds of thousands have been forced to flee the region. The fighting goes on despite a truce arranged on May 17th. David Aronson is with the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. He's just returned from several days in the town of Bunia, near where much of the fighting is taking place. Who's involved in this fighting, and what are they fighting over?
Well, there are two main ethnic groups, the Hema and the Lendu. The Hema are traditionally ranchers, and the Lendu are traditionally agriculturalists. This conflict really began as a land dispute. Ranchers need land, lots of it, to pasture their cattle, and so the Lendu are always feeling encroached upon. But what made this conflict different was this micro-conflict was taken up by the larger actors in the ongoing Congolese war, particularly the Rwandans and the Ugandans, who invaded the Congo back in 1998 and who soon thereafter began slugging it out themselves, chiefly over the Congo's mineral wealth. These countries, and the Congolese too, it should be said, have been arming various factions in this war and pushing the conflict to a far greater level of intensity than it might have taken on its own.
And it's very brutal tribal warfare.
There's a lot of sort of reciprocal ethnic cleansing going on. That has actually calmed down. By now, there's sort of isolated, targeted killing taking place, but not the kind of massacres that we were seeing a week or two ago.
It's also a huge humanitarian crisis. How successful have international aid agencies been in trying to help the victims of the fighting?
In terms of Bunia itself, they've been, you know, their usual efficient and very capable selves. They went out for a little while when the ethnic cleansing was at its worst, but they're back in and they're doing a very good job of feeding people and of making sure that there are latrines and no outbreaks of cholera and so on. But perhaps most worrisomely, this region, Ituri region, is home to some 4 or 5 million people. And because the various militias have not been shy about killing Westerners, there's just no information available at all about what's happening to the population outside of Bunia itself. Even missionaries who have been in the region for 30 years and who have very extensive networks have literally no idea what's going on beyond Bunia town itself.
What about the UN's role in eastern Congo and demands for a multinational peacekeeping force? Are there UN personnel currently in the region?
There are. There's a force of about 700 Uruguayans led by a very capable French colonel, but they haven't been able to do much in terms of stopping the fighting. And in fact, if you go out on patrol with them, you will hear some very negative things shouted out from the small number of people who are still lingering in town. You know, UN go home, or at least UN bring us medicine. That's because the UN hasn't been able to intervene in these inter-ethnic cleansing and killings that have taken place. On the other hand, I certainly understand why the UN hasn't. It just hasn't had the force capability.
What about this truce? Why hasn't it been able to stop the fighting?
You know, in fact, it has stopped the kind of large-scale killing that we've seen before. What it hasn't been able to do is convince people that the peace is going to last. So there's a sort of a wait-and-see mode right now in town. I should say that if the decision finally is taken not to intervene, not to send a force, I think that a lot of people would agree that the killing will resume at a real high level of intensity.
David Aronson is with the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. He's currently in Bukavu, near the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern border with Rwanda.